We're doing Bhandarkar census. We turned on the recorder a little bit late. And so we're doing the Bhandarkar sentences starting on page... What page are we on?
130.
Starting on page 130. And Virginia just did the first sentence. Okay. You want to do the second one too?
Yes.
Okay.
Patya parityakta vidhava va
Vidhava.
Vidhava.
No. Vidhava.
Oh, vidhava.
Two shorts and a long. Vidhava.
Vidhava.
Mm-hmm.
Va yanyam.
Yanyam.
Yanyam. Patim. Vindate. Sa. Punar. Bur. Bhavati. So, patya, I think, is from the masculine noun pati,
mm-hmm.
which, interestingly, thank God for Goldman, says that it is husband, that it can be either lord or husband, but refers to husband when it's declined irregularly.
Yes.
So this is the instrumental singular, by, with, through the husband.
Yes.
And then parityakta, I think, is from tyaj, to abandon, class one. And that's a PPP with the verbal prefix pati. So means to forsake or to abandon. And here it modifies a feminine noun, which would be the widow, which is the next word, vidhava, which is the nominative singular for widow. And we have the word va, which it means or. And this one I was getting stumped on, but yan yam.
You have to break the sandhi.
Okay, so I have ya, which is nominative singular from yad,
uh-huh.
She, and then anyam. The reason, I mean, I know it means other, but I was getting stumped because I thought that anyam becomes anyat, not anyam, when it's the accusative singular.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Because I have that in our little booklet.
Well, maybe there's an anyat also, but anyat is just an adjective also. I think there is an anyat, but
right.
Anyat is also an adjective.
Anyam, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Because patim, anyam, patim.
Oh, so...
So if anyat is an adjective, it's going to be adjectival to pati.
Okay.
Anyam, pati.
I see, so if it's an adjective, it'll be something like other husband or something.
Yeah, exactly.
But if it's pronoun,
other
it would just be
another.
The other, right?
Other or another.
So it's adjective. Oh, okay, that solves my problem then. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was some other thing I didn't understand.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Here, I'm going to read it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Because I thought it was some trick on their part, because I was looking at, you know, because it specifically said that Anya...
Look at Anya, adjective. Another, different, other, another. Other generally, okay?
Okay.
Then it has a lot of other meanings, too.
Right.
But just as an adjective, that's the main.
All right. Then we have...
And one other thing. Anyat is also there.
Right.
It's another word. It means the same. Anyat means another.
Right.
Or again, moreover, besides. It has a lot of different meaning. Again, moreover, besides.
Yeah, what...
But it's also an adjective. And then it's declined as anyat in the neuter. But... Anya is here also. Anya, and then the next page, Anyat.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, well, when we put the tables together, it just said Anya, other.
Uh-huh.
And then it said Anyaha, Anyat, Anya. The rest declines like Sarva, except neuter singular, accusative, is Anyat. So I guess...
Oh,
I didn't even catch that.
See,
yeah, you're right. I didn't even catch that because I look at that sheet a lot.
I know, that's what I was using.
Then, maybe
which is what you're
something.
Saying, because this is not the neuter singular then. I just got confused.
Right.
And assumed
it's masculine.
Right, it's masculine. So it's not neuter
yeah,
singular.
Yeah, it's masculine.
So then it should be anya.
Yeah.
But if it was neuter, it would be anya.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I see.
Okay.
It can also be an indeclinable as anyat. Okay.
Anyway.
That makes sense.
I'm sorry. Just as all right. Then patim, from pati, accusative singular, masculine noun, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
Rindate is from vid, class six, to gain or to find, third person present singular, adnepada. Sa, from feminine nominative singular tad, he, she, it, that. Then punar bhur bhavati is a widow, punar bhuhu, a widow remarried. It's a feminine noun, nominative singular. And then bhavati is just the from bhu, third person present singular. He, she, it is being. So, or is. He, she, it. She is. I don't know. Let me see. So the first phrase would be a widow forsaken by her husband or another husband.
What if you took it like this? Two people. The first person is Patya Parityakta. The second person is Vidava. So there's two people here.
Okay.
So, but because of the or. The first one is Patya Parityakta. The second one is Vidava.
So the first one is one.
A woman forsaken by her husband, abandoned by her husband.
Oh, I see. Or a widow.
Or a widow.
Oh, so Parityakta, okay.
So everything's feminine because.
Okay.
You know, woman.
But it's not a dual, okay. Or a widow. Mm-hmm.
Ya anyam patim vindate.
Another husband, okay, again, okay, another husband is, she finds another husband, or she...
What if you went like this?
No, she is...
The first, for the first clause ending with vindate, use ya, and for the second, say, sa punarbhu bhavati.
Okay. So, which woman forsaken by her husband, or which widow forsaken by her husband?
Mm-hmm.
Or which? Okay, so which woman forsaken by her husband, or which widow forsaken by her husband? She.
What if you use this structure?
She gains.
Go like this.
Okay.
A woman forsaken by her husband who. Patim vindate. Mm. A woman forsaken by her husband, then the ya, who?
Who finds a husband.
Yeah.
Okay. But you what see, about the or the widow?
Or the widow who finds a husband.
Okay.
Who gains a husband. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Then what?
So it's just like a very plain statement of something.
Yeah.
It's like a definition.
It's
so
exactly.
Like a parallel thing.
Yeah. A woman forsaken by her husband or a widow who finds a husband.
No, it would go like a woman forsaken by her husband or a widow.
Right.
Who gets another husband.
Okay.
Either one of these two. A woman who's been abandoned by her husband or a woman
who's
a widow.
Okay.
Right.
Or a widow who... finds a husband.
Yeah, either one who finds a husband. Either of these two people find, you know, if the abandoned woman who's abandoned finds a husband or a widow who finds a husband.
She is a widow remarried.
Yeah. But look at it, it's punarbhu. One is born again. It's born again.
Oh my God.
Because punar means again, right?
Yeah.
So punar, they're born again.
Oh my God.
My God.
But how is that? This doesn't make sense though. A woman, how...
Either one has lost their husband, right? In the one woman, the husband has left her.
Yeah.
The other woman is a widow, so her husband's died. So in either of these cases, if she finds...
Oh, but both of them would have to find the husband.
Yes.
Right, okay,
either
that's
one.
What I was confused. Right,
yeah.
Okay.
Because when you use or, you're not going to use a dual.
That was my question.
When you use, if you use cha, then you would use a dual for the yao and sa, or the...
Okay, so they're both finding a husband.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
If either one finds a husband, then either one is called a punarbhu.
I get it. So it's a definition of punarbhu.
It is.
Okay.
That's exactly what
born
it is.
Again.
I didn't know that about when you have
Yeah, that's
important.
I was like, why is this
I mean, I have the definition, I mean, the translation, but I couldn't see
it. It's logical. See, if you say this one or this one, it's still the same thing. But if you say this and this, then you've got two. Yeah.
Okay.
That's good. And so what are we looking at, Patya? Did anybody find where Patya, what page?
Well, I looked at it in Goldman. I didn't look at it.
Yeah, I looked at it in Goldman, too.
Where it was explained what the...
Bhandarkar doesn't give us enough examples.
Yeah.
Goldman is really good. You know, one thing that's great about him is he takes the most common ones that you run into all the time.
So. I found several in there.
It's on page
really 379.
Helpful.
In Goldman, okay.
And he just has the paradigm there, so...
I know.
And explains that, you know...
Yeah, he picked out the ones that are the very most common that you really have to know because they come so much. That's good. I still would like to know where
I'm looking. I'm just quickly looking through Bhandarkar to see if I could find it.
Poor Bhandarkar.
I know. He tried. I mean, this is an old book.
It's an old book, but it has...
It's really good once you've read a summary from
like some other source. Like if you have the Antoine and maybe Goldman and stuff, but then he has
so much
information in here. It's
important. And it's very, very logical. It's just not the most intuitive to follow if you haven't read something before it. That's all. Patti.
Where's Patti? I know that I saw it before.
I thought I did too, but maybe I just saw it on the vocab list.
It must be there because it, I mean, it must be something he referred to because it is irregular.
Right? Yeah, and Patti is such an important word. I can make a note on just the Bhandarkar and find it later, though. For one more glance through here.
I don't see it.
I just found Div. But we need that one.
It's got to be in there because I think I did find it last time. I just don't see it.
Bizarre. Okay, well, it's... find it later.
Okay.
When we're like, oh.
Did you find it?
Yeah. Number 3.
What page?
On page 121.
Oh, there they are.
It's right at the beginning, huh?
But it doesn't really
The first six forms of Patti are like those of Hari.
But if you don't know what Hari, I mean...
Well, you'd have to know Hari, yeah.
It's just Hari's regular, is that?
And the blative, genitive, yeah, Hari's regular.
Oh, okay, then I did look. I think
And the ablative, genitive, and locative singulars are Petyuhu, Petyuhu, Petyau. But that's not telling
that's
about the
That's what I mean.
Instrumental.
I remember looking at that, and then I looked at Goldman,
exactly.
And I thought... Well, but I think I did look up an E ending.
Because Hari, the instrumental for Hari is Harina, not Petya.
Right. Anyway, I just happened to glance at Goldman and I saw it, and so I said, okay,
that's right.
Problem too. Solved. But that is weird.
Okay, we should just make a note to look at Goldman. What page is Goldman on? Was it?
It's right, 379.
Okay. See, Goldman. 379?
B.
Okay.
Yeah, he had Akshi too. That was another one.
That was good, yeah.
Yeah.
Akshi. I didn't finish this. I could do part of 3. Would that be okay? Do you mind if I did
That's fine.
3? Just because I was trying at least.
Okay, we're clear on this then. This sentence is fine, right?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and do 3 and then...
I did half of it, but at least I'll try what I can. All right, so... Divi yata samkhyatitaha tara kastataiva dashara tau Rame Gunaha. So Divi, I think, is from Div. I'm going to noun a day or heaven. So would that be the locative singular?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Yata, as, just as, in order that. Then Samkhyatitaha is a PPP that means innumerable. and it's modifying, I believe, the next word, although I looked it up, I just found, I didn't have Apti with me when I was doing it this morning, but Tara Kaha, mm-hmm. is that a star?
Tara Kaha, yeah,
Tara Kaha. Okay. So it's another word for star,
mm-hmm.
it's not just Tara.
No, Taraka.
Taraka, okay.
Yeah.
So it's the feminine noun, maybe it isn't feminine.
It is feminine.
It is, okay, so it's nominative plural, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or it could also be accusative plural, but it's not, okay. Then tata, in that manner, so thus, and then eva. And when those two are found together, it means in the same way. I mean, when tata
just
and
as,
eva
yeah,
sim- are
just
together.
Just as similarly. Yeah.
Right. I did not do the next few. I'm sorry, the Dasharatao. I don't know. You can take over.
That's the name. That's a name. That's the son of Dasharati.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, it's the son of Dasharata. Dasharati is a, it's called a tadita affix, where the
oh.
becomes a and it's taking an e affix.
Oh, okay.
So it's from Dasharata.
Okay.
That is the name of Rama's father.
Right. Well, somehow I found the e ending in the dictionary too. I thought I could just use it because I couldn't get to the ow.
You do need the E. It is an E ending.
Oh.
But when you put the tadita on it,
uh-huh.
that's where you get the E.
Okay.
And that's where you get the elongated A.
Okay.
Because the father's name is Dasharata.
Okay.
And then it becomes Dasharati as a tadita, oh. and that means the son of Dasharata.
Okay. Got it.
And that's how you get the A.
Okay.
Like Harao.
So
yeah.
then
and
it's
that's a locative.
So it's Rama, so it's
mm-hmm.
the locative singular,
mm-hmm.
Rame, in on Rama.
Mm-hmm.
And Gunaha. I mean, I know guna, but
mm-hmm.
is that just the pronoun of plural?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. So, so Dasharat, was that the, what was Dasharata? Was what
the son.
I know, but what was the form?
Locative.
Locative.
It's modifying the Rama.
The qualities in the father of Rama, or in Rama's father?
No, it's in Rama, who is the son of Dasharata. That's
so Dasharata is locative?
Yeah. Then... No, it goes like this.
I thought it was Rame. Rame was locative, right?
It is.
Yeah.
But Dasharata is the name of Rama's father.
Mm-hmm.
But if you make a tadita, you elongate, this is a common one, you elongate the first vowel. So Dasharata becomes Dasharata,
mm-hmm.
and then it can take an E affix. There's other affixes too, mostly E, e and A. So Dasharata becomes Dasharati. And Dasharati means the son of Dasharata. And then it's going to be declined like an E ending like Hari. So Dasharatao. So you have Dasharatao, Ramao, Gunaha. Rama, the son of Dasharata.
Okay, so but this is the nominative.
What is? Guna is nominative, but Rama is locative and so is Dasharatao.
Okay.
Because Harao is locative singular. Hari? Harao. Locative singular.
Because it's E ending, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm
yeah.
sorry.
Yeah.
Getting confused. Okay, so the qualities in Rama, the son of Dasharata, are... Oh, just... Does this next one continue with the next one? I mean, is this,
no.
Okay. So something about how, I'm sure it means something about how the qualities of Rama, the son of Dasharata, are just like the innumerable stars in the heavens.
Mm-hmm.
But
in the sky.
In the sky. Okay. Sorry. A little parse.
You know that Sankhya Atita? Means what is beyond number.
Oh.
Yeah, it means countless. That which is beyond number,
okay.
right?
That's what it means, yeah.
So just as the stars in the sky, in the heaven, the stars in the heaven are beyond number, are countless, similarly are the gunas of Dasharata, are the gunas in Rama. You know, divi, ra, divi on the one hand, mm-hmm. right, and then rame on the other. So the guna is the qualities. The guna can be good qualities, not just it can be qualities. It can be good qualities and virtues. Yeah,
virtues,
yeah. Yeah. So too the virtues. Similarly, the virtues in Rama.
Okay.
The son of Dasharatha. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Tara, the rest are yours.
Woohoo! Good job, Virginia.
Yeah. You got three out of there.
I think I'm going to try to do just break the Sundays on this mouthful. Tasyaha Charvanga Yaha. Is that right?
Charvangyaha.
Charvangyaha.
It's triple.
Oh, mm-hmm. right. Mm-hmm. Tasyaha Charvangyaha Striya La Anyam.
Are you going to put a visarga there?
Oh, yes. Yeah, Striyaha. Is that right?
Isn't it? It's going to be genitive. They're all genitives, right?
Oh, yeah.
It is
genitive.
Okay. Yes. Striyaha
La Vanyam,
mm-hmm.
Pashyantaha, Janaha, Akshnam, Palam, Prapuhu.
Mm-hmm.
Tasyaha Charvangyaha is, so we have, those are both a genitive, so that, and Charvangyaha is beautiful woman or the woman with beautiful limbs.
Yeah.
And striyaha is genitive singular for woman. And then we have lavanyam, which is nominative singular, meaning beauty or loveliness.
Why are you making it nominative there?
Because of the way I constructed the sentence,
okay.
I guess. Because I came up with the loveliness of the woman.
Yes, but...
No. It's
well,
going to be the woman.
No, it's loveliness of the woman, but you have more to the sentence.
Okay. Right?
That's part. That part is right. The loveliness of the woman with beautiful of the tessia is there, of the woman with beautiful limbs.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll see what happens. Maybe it's, so. I guess it's truly accusative.
No, well, I want to see how you did.
Okay, pashyataha is from pashyat, which and it's nominative plural and it means seeing or beholding.
Mm-hmm.
Janaha is nominative. Oh, no, that's, it's plural, right?
Yeah. Pashyanta has nominative plural.
Pashyanta is?
Yeah. What do you have? It's a present active participle. Present participle.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But what did you think? I thought you just
no,
said
I
that.
No, I wrote plural, but why did I... No, I was talking about janaha.
Oh, but what did you do with pashyanta?
Pashyanta is nominative plural.
Yeah, but what kind of a noun is it, or a verb?
I just said it came from pashyat. I didn't even go any further than that.
But it's a present participle.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a PAP. Yeah. Okay.
Like gachantaha. You know, pashyantaha?
Mm-hmm. And then akshnam is from akshiv, which means eye, and it's genitive plural, so mm-hmm. of their eyes or their eyes.
That's and number 11. Okay. Go ahead.
And then palam is the fruit, accusative singular.
Mm-hmm.
And prapuhu.
Prapuhu.
Prapuhu is from prap, which and it's the potential third person plural. To gain or acquire. They gain or acquire.
Yeah.
So what I said was people seeing the loveliness of the
but,
beautiful woman.
See what you just said?
Yeah.
People
oh, that's
seeing. Right? Accusative.
Yes.
Lavanyam is the accusative that goes with pashyanta.
Right, okay.
With janaha, right?
Yeah. So people seeing the loveliness of the beautiful woman gain the fruit of their eyes. I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but is it just...
It's like it feeds their eyes.
Okay, it feeds their eyes. You know what this word, lavanyam?
Lavanyam.
Lavanyam.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like the name Lavinia.
What
in a way, you know the word, the name that we have, the Lavinia, the name. No, you've
no,
heard that?
No, no. Uh-huh.
Anyway, it just reminded me.
That's
of that.
Interesting. What's the word, Lavinia?
Lavinia. It's like a southern name. It's
oh,
one of my middle names.
Really?
Yeah, and I wonder if it didn't come
from Lavinia.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah. That's interesting. It could.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we okay? That Achnam. Let's look at number 11.
Yeah, that was
from
one
Goldman,
of those,
right?
I got that one from Goldman.
Oh.
On page 379.
11. I'm looking at Bhandarkar here, isn't it?
Yeah,
number 11 on Bhandarkar, just so that you have that, if you're ever using this book.
Yeah.
So it's gender different? Mm-hmm. What? It's gender plural.
Kshana.
Sorry, I lost my place. Yeah,
Akshana. I like how Goldman has the little symbols like for the different cases.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
I know.
With that little circle, I think.
I know, it's kind of... Okay, so that was the only one there, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I think I had a little trouble with this one, didn't I?
Oh, this is the curved one.
Oh, yeah. All right, so I'll read it and then we can work on it together. What was this, 12? Indriyam va etad as... This is actually going to be etad asmin loke yat... Tadi,
mm-hmm.
Yat, Tadna, Abhishinchati. Is that right? Abhishinchati.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mouthful.
Yeah.
Indriyam Eva, Asmin, Tadnati.
Dadati. Dadati.
It's just Dadati?
Yeah.
Isn't there a little na there?
No, it's da. And da reduplicates Dada.
Oh, okay. It's got this little thing in my book, and I just assumed it was that same word again, and that's what threw me off. So
no, that takes you down to the... That's an like an asterisk for a quote down for a note.
Yeah, no, I got that part, but the duh.
Yeah, I was confused with what that was.
It's got a funny little
thought it was
hook
drish.
On it, so I was confusing it with that other word, the duh.
Oh, I see.
So that's all right, because now I understand, because that's the perfect, right?
The dati is just third person singular.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tut.
Of the perfect, right?
No.
No, it's just dati. Oh,
present tense, third person singular.
And the dati, sorry.
Yeah.
And so it's just two dental does, right?
Put yeah,
together.
That's what it is. Two dental does.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was confused.
Okay.
I thought that was drish for when I.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Now it's two dental does.
Yeah.
And that's give, right? Da? No. What is
that? It means. Da has a lot of different meanings, and it kind of depends on how it's using. If it means to do, or to perform, or to hold, or to contain. But, you know, like, there's other words like even da, to give. It's
okay.
Going to be influenced by the sentence.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, indriyam is vigor. That's what it.
Yeah, like the vigor, vitality of
vitality,
limbs.
Vitality. Yeah, that's a better word.
Okay. Yeah.
About vitality.
Or strength of limbs.
And it could either be nominative or accusative. It's a neuter noun. And we have or.
Va can be vi. There,
oh.
By Sunday.
Oh.
I don't think there's any room for a va, for a.
Oh, okay. That doesn't. You're right. It wouldn't work.
There wasn't one. No, there's nothing for the. So you have to. You see the Sunday there, because
yes.
Of the following a.
Mm-hmm.
So va is vi.
And what does vi mean again?
Indeed, just like an emphasis.
Right. Well, that makes more sense. How does this or fit in? Okay, and then etat. Is either nominative or accusative singular for this, and asmin is locative singular for this, and loke is locative singular in on or at the world.
In this world.
In this world.
That's common. Asmin loke,
mm-hmm.
In this world.
In this world.
You see it all the time.
And then we have yet, from yed, which, nominative or accusative singular, and dadi.
Dati.
Dati.
Yeah.
Dati. Which is means whey or curdled milk.
Mm-hmm. Just curd, you can say. Mm-hmm.
And I believe this is the nominative in the sentence, is that right?
Yeah, but that's a sentence. There's no verb there, so everything has to be the nominative, right?
Oh, okay.
So there's no verb.
All right, good. Then we have yet tatna abhi shinchati. So, yet, like the one who sprinkles the whey.
Did you get, what did you say?
Sprinkling.
Yet, but first, we go back.
Yet.
Yet, and then what?
Then we have tadna.
Okay, tadna.
Tadna. Mm-hmm. Is it long? Okay.
Yeah, because it's going to be instrumental.
All right.
Tadna.
Oh, I was thinking this might have been a compound. All right, I got it. So that's, it is declined. It's instrumental.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Well, I'm sure Dadi is an exception. We have to see what that is. It's one of the exceptional forms.
On that Dadi, okay, so we got that way again. And Abhi Shinchati is from Abhi Shich.
Yeah.
Which is, it's the present third person singular. And it means to sprinkle.
Mm-hmm. What form do you think that is that you're looking at?
What form?
Abhishanchati. What form is it?
I just thought it was the present third person singular.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, it has to be. No, that's what I think it is.
It's Abhishanchati, right? Shinchati.
Okay.
There's something else it can be. It certainly is.
Mm-hmm.
It has the same form as the present third person singular, but there's one other thing it can be, which you have to make it important.
Oh, is it a PAP, possibly?
Possibly.
Okay.
And that might make the sentence easier.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
In the locative, right?
Yeah.
The locative PAP looks just like the third
That's
person.
That's right. All right.
Still a hard sentence, but that was the thing that I understood that I could have more luck reading it.
Yeah, that makes much more sense. Yeah. All right. And then indriyam again.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's a nominative like everything else, again, for vigor or vitality.
Mm, it could be either, right? Well, I'm not sure, but...
Okay. And then we have eva, for exactly or mm-hmm. only. And asmin inod or at this from idam. And then tud, which we're told means therefore. We have a footnote mm-hmm. that tells us it means therefore here. And then tati.
Dadati.
Dadati.
Yeah. Da.
And which is third person singular. And makes, so makes or gives, I guess.
Or not gives, but it can, to do, to perform.
Do or perform, okay. Or,
I mean, it has many, many meanings. We have to find what meaning fits here.
All right. So, I mean, I know what the translation is from the answer key.
Well, he has problems with his translations. I've noticed
this.
His translations are not always right. Yeah, it was kind of upsetting to notice that in some of them.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, that's still a big hill. But let's see what
I'm not
did.
Sure where to start, but I mean, in this world, maybe?
Okay, no. Start there, in this world.
Okay, so in this world, vigor or vitality,
mm-hmm.
indeed, vigor or vitality, which it, I don't know, see... So then we have which and whey, or curd. I don't know what to do with this. All these witches and...
Well, basically what they're saying is, in this world, the vitality of the sense organs is curd, right?
Oh, okay.
So it's like a praise of curd. It's because both you've got etat indriyam, this vigor, this vitality, this which is your vitality, that is curd. or something like that. Because if you've got the yed and ted. Mm-hmm. So... it's not easy. I mean, it's not easy for us to translate it.
Yeah. All right, so that's the first part. Mm-hmm. And then we have yet, tadna. And that, so which curd? Sprinkling. Well,
so by which curd?
By which curd. That's right.
Or with. With also. Or, now there's another thing. Mm-hmm. Yet with a ted, because ted means therefore, mm-hmm. yet can be a smot. Yes, mat, tet, smat. Because sprinkling would occur, therefore.
Okay. So, okay, that, therefore, by which...
yes.
Sprinkling, therefore, sprinkling.
Well, what if you could see the yed and ted? So mm-hmm. the ted would go down to ted dadati. Therefore, do that to him. Asmin ted dadati. Right? The ted comes at the end there.
Yeah.
So you've got a yed, you've got yed, and then ted.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, by sprinkling by which curd.
No, you don't, yet could be a smot, because...
oh, so sprinkling, I see what you're saying. So yeah. Because, and then therefore would be the ted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because sprinkling by which curd...
what if you said, now you have to have an absolute locative, using the locative there? Because when sprinkling with curd...
mm-hmm. Okay.
Indriyam eva...
because when sprinkling...
because when one sprinkles with curd, there is vitality.
Therefore,
asmin. Therefore, sprinkling. Therefore, do it to him.
So it's imperative.
No, didati. Therefore.
Therefore, just.
It's not imperative.
It's present.
Therefore, he. Therefore. Dadati, he does.
There's
he performs.
Yeah, and it says it just says this refers to the person who is sprinkled over with water or curdled milk. There's a footnote.
Yeah, this refers to the person who is sprinkled over with water or curdled milk. So how would that last part read? That last sentence.
The last sentence would be so. Because by sprinkling the curd...
When
sprinkling the curd, that is vitality. Or is vitality. Or is vigor.
Let's see.
Something like that.
Sprinkling. Actually, it would be when one... when one sprinkles.
Okay. Because when one sprinkles the curd, is vitality?
When one anoints with... Abhishek has a sense of anointing or...
mm-hmm.
Because, well... and if you use it as a principle, if this is a present participle, it would mean that it's, well, there is when in the sense of non-sequential, it's got to be non-sequential, but what do you call it, simultaneous action. When sprinkling with curd, vitality alone, there's vitality alone takes place in him. Mm. But indriyam eva, indriyam as the vitality as the nominative,
mm-hmm.
dadati takes place. No, I don't know. No, there only then there is strength in him. There's vitality in him. Therefore, do it. Therefore, he... I don't know, this is hard.
God, yeah.
And I felt like... let me take a look at what he says. I didn't think it was very good. It wasn't very helpful for us to be able to... This is what he says. That which is cured, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Generates... There is no word generate, but you have that which is cured. That's etad yad dadi, okay? Generates vigor to limbs in this world. That's kind of the meaning, that which is cured, but it really says that which is cured is vigor in this world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's no generate. But that's the idea. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
So that which is cured is, we wouldn't talk like this in English, but is the... Vigor to the limbs, that whole vigor to the limbs is the indriyam.
Mm-hmm.
In this world, asmin loke. So you've got the yed, ted, dadi, then indriyam, vigor to limbs, and then asmin, in this asmin loke, in this world. Then he has that vigor, that indriyam, ted indriyam,
mm-hmm.
which is due to the sprinkling by curd. Okay, let's see how he does that. So you would go tud indriyam, yed indriyam.
Mm-hmm.
Which indriyam?
Mm-hmm.
He has is due to the sprinkling of curd, which he's making that into a present participle. In the absolute locative. That's all that could be if you follow it. So you'd have yet indriyam, which vigor alone, when there is sprinkling, with curd, that vigor which comes when there is sprinkling by curd, something like that, alone, asmin. Let's see what's here. That vigor which is due to the sprinkling by curd. So that's, he's using the absolute locative and translating it as due to the sprinkling by curd. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Dednam, dedna, abhisinchati.
Mm-hmm.
We would say absolute, when there is sprinkling of curd, and has that sense of due to the sprinkling of curd, makes him, okay, that's the dadati. So he was, it makes in him vigor. You see that? Indriyam.
And is the in him, is this the asmin?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it makes vigor, it makes indriyam in him. The dadati, that makes, it makes, the dadati, it makes indriyam in him. That's how he's reading it. That, so it's the vigor which occurs by the due to the sprinkling of curd. That vigor, he makes that vigor, therefore... just got lost it for a moment here. But that vigor, which is due to the sprinkling of curd, so there you've got the yed.
The vigor which occurs due to the sprinkling of curd,
mm-hmm.
that was what you first said.
The vigor which is due to the sprinkling of by curd makes him, then he has in parentheses, makes him, who has been sprinkled by it, powerful. But that's not literally what it says, right? Literally what it would say is, oh, the vigor dadati makes him. When there is the sprinkling by curd,
due to the sprinkling of the vigor.
No, the curd.
That's what I meant. Due to the sprinkling of the curd, that makes in him vigor. Wouldn't that indriyam before the eva be the vigor related to that makes in him vigor? Rather than saying that vigor which occurs due to the sprinkling.
You could say But I would say yet indrium, which vigor, when there's the sprinkling of the curd.
Okay.
Which vigor, the vigor which is there when there's sprinkling of the curd. He makes in him, he produces in him.
Oh.
The vigor which is there by the sprinkling of the curd. When the curd is, when there's the sprinkling of the vigor, the vigor which is there, yet indrium asti, understood. When the vigor which, for now, when the vigor which is there, when there is the sprinkling of curd, dadna as the present participle, and dadna the instrumental, dadna abhisanchati, when there's the sprinkling of this, when there is sprinkling of curd,
mm-hmm.
yet indrium, the indrium which is there, understood. That indrium which is there, did I get lost? There is the indrium which is there by the sprinkling of the curd. That indrium
is made in him. Therefore, that indrium is made in him.
Therefore, do that to him.
Oh my God!
No,
that sounds so confusing.
That indriya, dadati produces
in him.
But what about the tud? He wants tud to be there for.
Yeah.
Therefore, that indriyam takes place in him. Therefore, what if dadati is what if indriyam? It's the indrium, when there's the sprinkling of the curd, which indrium is there, that indrium produces, is given to him, occurs in him, something like that.
Okay.
The indrium which is, see, the first thing it says the indrium is the curd.
Right.
So, when there's the sprinkling of the curd, you could go like this. Yeah. That which by the curd sprinkles indrium alone on him, therefore dadati. When you're reading, these are the kind of sentences that they don't, then you say, oh, well, never mind. Just
exactly. That's what I say.
Just forget that one. You get some idea, but you don't really know what it is. Da, to put, place, set, lay, put in.
Okay.
To fix upon, direct the mind towards, to bestow anything upon, grant.
Maybe it's therefore
give. It gives to him, genitive. It takes the genitive with dative or genitive or locative to bestow anything upon one, grant, give, or confer.
Oh, okay.
So what if you took it, it gives to him.
Oh.
Yeah, it gives the indriya to him. It gives the vigor to him.
Okay.
I don't know if that's right. I still don't have a good sentence. Bestows to him, we'll see. Indriyam va etad
asmanopayad. But the yat-tad construction means that something, then that. I mean,
it could be sense and because with the yat-tad, where that's yasmat tasmat. What if you tried? That's how I had done it the first time.
But it also can just be that which is this become. I mean, it's like a,
and not use what Bhandarkar himself said.
Not use the footnote saying that because he gave us a footnote saying that tud was supposed to mean therefore.
Yeah.
But just ignore that.
Well, I don't know if you could. It wouldn't make sense, would it?
What if you did take it as a correlative of yed, ted, yes, ma, tes, ma?
It kind of makes more sense.
Sense. Like if you had sense.
Gives that in him.
Sense.
Produces that in him.
Sense the sprinkling. Sense when there is sprinkling with ghee. Sense when there is sprinkling. Here's a absolute locative. When there is sprinkling, sense when there is sprinkling with ghee. Sense when there is sprinkling with ghee, there is indrium. Therefore, he gives. He bestows on, he gives it to him.
It must just be something that we can't really translate into English very well.
Well, yeah.
Just like gives, therefore, bestows. In him.
It bestows the indriya. That
bestows in him. It's inside of him.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah. You could take it, which gi? With which gi he sprinkles? Because he's sprinkling on himself, right? This refers to the person who is sprinkled over with water or curded milk. With which ghee he sprinkles. I mean, with which curd he sprinkles. That gives vitality alone to him. With which ghee he sprinkles, with the ghee with which he sprinkles, therefore, I don't know. Let's move on.
We worked it enough.
We're done.
Oh my goodness. All right.
Not a good sentence for us.
No, not at all. Maturabihi Girbihi Sadhu Sadhu Santwayamasa Santwayamasa Govindaha Govindaha. And then we have Saha Sadhucha Tam Ashirbihi, is that the next
yeah.
word? Okay. And then Anugriheshtam.
Anugriheshtam.
Okay. Anugriheshtam.
Anugriheshtam. Grihya. Grihya. In the clinical past participle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that's a gerund.
Anugriha means blessing.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what was the last room?
Ishtam.
Ishtam.
Ishtam. Desired.
Okay.
Grihya,
right?
Grihya.
All right.
And then ishtam. Grihya, ishtam.
Okay.
I mean,
so, okay, so tam ashirbihi anugrihya ishtam pradesham jagama.
Right.
So madura bihi is instrumental plural for pleasant. That's from madura. And then we have girbihi, which is from gir, and that is one of, is that one of our
mm-hmm.
special words? Yeah. And that's instrumental plural, and it means speech, I guess, or words.
Mm-hmm. It's number 26.
Okay. That by with or through pleasant speech, and then we have sadhum, which is accusative singular for sadhu, and Santwayamasa.
Santwayamasa.
Santwayamasa. Did I still say the
word? Santuyamasa.
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 Yeah, that's good.
It's from, this is a periphrastic perfect, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Man, I just sat there looking at that thing going, I know that ending. Where is that from? And it's from Sant, which mm-hmm. is...
Santu.
Santu, right. Which yeah. is to pacify.
Mm-hmm.
Or peace, I guess.
Yeah.
And it's third person singular parasmaipada. Periphrastic perfect. So pacified. And then we have Govindaha, which is Govinda, nominative singular. So this mm-hmm. first part says, Govinda appeased or pacified the sadhu with pleasant speech, with fine, with nice words.
Mm-hmm.
Nice speech. Then we have Saha, sadhu cha. That's sadhu. Tam ashirbihi. Now, ashirbihi, that's blessings, is that
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Is that instrumental plural?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then anugrihya. Now, what is that? What does that mean, anugrihya?
Having blessed.
Having blessed,
oh.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, like Ishwara Anugraha, the grace?
A grace.
Right? Yeah, having graced with blessings or having blessed with blessings.
Okay. Ishtam, desires or desire?
Desires, PPP.
Desire.
From
okay.
Ish. Ish.
Okay, PPP. Okay. And then Pradesham is a gift or offering,
mm-hmm.
an accusative singular. And Jagama is from Gama. It's the perfect third person singular. Arisma, I went.
Yeah.
So then, that sadhu, having blessed him with blessings, with desired blessings? No.
Yeah, no. Ishtam Pradesham Jagama.
Ishtam.
So read from Anugrahi, read backwards.
Okay.
Having graced him or blessed him.
Having blessed him with a desired gift.
No. Having blessed him with his blessings.
Blessed him with his blessings. Okay.
Yeah, having graced him with his blessings.
Having graced him with his blessings. And then he went
mm-hmm.
to the desired gift.
To his desired place, Pradesham.
Oh, favorite, place.
Yeah, where he went to the place where he wanted to go, where he was going.
Oh, okay.
So that's a PPP, just Ishta, right?
Yeah. Ishta Pradesham is Ishtam Pradesham, the place he wanted to go, his
okay.
desired place.
I never realized that's Desha place with Pra.
Yeah.
Pradesham.
Oh.
I never thought of it. Yeah, okay.
Let me
just write this
right,
and that's
Sadhu. Let's read that number 26. Gear. Because gear is really important.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, there's something with. You want to read it?
Number 26?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. One second. Number 26. Okay. Gear and other nouns ending in R, such as pur, tur, and ashis.
Ashir, that's the one we just
Ashir,
said.
Yeah. Ashir.
Yeah.
Lengthen the penultimate when followed by a consonantal, how do you say that?
Consonant termination.
Consonant termination, or by nothing.
Uh-huh.
The s of the last becomes sh under usual circumstances. In the case of the locative plural, we have the following rule. One, the change of s to sh mentioned in footnote page 97,
mm-hmm.
first book. Do you want me to pull that
up?
No, okay. Takes place even if an anuswara, a visarga, or sha, or sa intervene between the previous vowel and saha. No, and sa.
Like ashishu.
Oh, ashishu.
Ashishu.
Shu. Ashishu. Ashishu. Or ashishu.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then below, do you see those three for gear?
Gihi, girao, giraha,
uh-huh.
giram, girao,
Girbihi. Here's the consonantal termination where it's becoming long.
Okay.
Now, it's the same for ashis, right? Uh-huh. So if you look on your thing, ashirbihi.
Oh,
you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you need to mark for both of these. It's number 26 and then the following, number 1.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So Girbihi and Ashirbihi. That's where that is.
Okay, and then we have this nice little one. Asna Rakshaha Samsrijatat. So Asna is blood, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And is that the instrumental singular? Okay. And now where did we find... I can't find the substantive for that.
Asan.
Asan. And where is that?
Where is that? I saw that.
Because he gave another word in the vocab, I'm almost certain. Oh, no, maybe he did give that, and I just didn't know what I was doing.
Let me find it.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Where?
Well, he gave it in the vocabulary.
Oh, I see, but I saw it in here, too.
Asan.
Asan. Means blood.
It's irregular.
Yeah.
It adds enough in there.
Yeah.
I know it doesn't.
No, it's kind of like Atman, or like,
not
Atman, but like Rajan.
Yeah.
You know?
Right, that's how I've actually found the declension of it.
Yeah.
Without finding the substantive.
Shoot, where is that thing? Where are you? It's weird. I'm not finding this thing.
I think I found it. Is it the last one, 39?
Asan.
Asan,
there it is.
Second line?
Yeah, 39. Number 39. It's the second word, Doshan Asan.
Ah.
See, Asna is like Ragnya. There's nothing there, but there, Asan itself has some peculiarities.
Okay.
But that's, in other cases, they're declined according to the general rules.
Okay.
They have no forms for the nominative and the singular and dual of the accusative. That's weird. But Asan is neutered, so whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, just write down number 39.
Yeah, so that's instrumental singular, and then we have Rakshaha,
mm-hmm.
which is from Rakshas,
yeah.
And it means it's a nominative plural for demons. And then we have Samsrijatat.
Yeah. That's that unusual ending.
Yeah. And that is, I think he gave us some...
He said imperative.
Yeah, he gave us a footnote for that.
Yeah.
And that was, he said imperative? Is that what he said?
He said that ta is a termination optionally used to form the second and third person singular of the imperative.
Oh, the imperative, right.
When the sense is that of an expression of wish or desire. Okay.
Okay, and it's the third person plural.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically that the demons should be pleased with the blood, which is basically the blood of their enemies, or of their victims.
Well, he says, when the victim is killed at a sacrifice, right, its blood is given away to evil spirits. Some spirit means to unite with or come in contact with.
Oh.
So, but that's the idea, right? If they're using it technically here, like in a ritual.
Yeah.
This blood is being sacrificed. So when the victim is killed at a sacrifice, its blood is given away to evil spirits. So here it says, like, the Rakshasa has come into contact. Mm-hmm. He's been united with the blood, you know, that's been offered in the sacrifice. That Rakshasa, that evil spirit, has received it. He's connected with it. He's come into contact with the blood that's been sent. So now he's gained it. Lovely.
So it means to be united with or to gain.
Yeah, or to come in contact with. So it says, may the Rakshasa come in contact, receive, is the idea.
Okay.
Come in contact, but literally, may the evil spirit connected with and united with the blood that we've just offered,
okay,
is the idea. But literally, it's just be united with the blood.
Okay.
You see it?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do one more. Then we won't do so many next time because we don't have time for other things.
Okay. So I have some holes in this one, but we'll see how we get. What?
I just said Eka.
Yes.
One.
Eka Shabdaha.
So Eka Shabdaha.
Eka Shabdaha, right. Left off that. Eka Shabdaha. Sam Yajnataha.
Mm-hmm.
Samyak prayuktaha cha swarge loke kamaduk bhavati iti, and then we have vayak
Karananam. The grammarians. Vayakaranam, right? The Vayakaras?
Yes, I do have that, but I'm just looking at this book. Vayaka.
Vayakaranam.
Mm-hmm.
So grammarians.
Okay.
Kamaduk doesn't sound like a
Vayakaranam. Matam.
The Kamaduk is the name of the cow that milks desires.
I was going to say.
It's a mythical cow.
Wish-fulfilling cow?
Yes, the wish-fulfilling cow. You milk your desires from that cow.
The Kamaduk. Oh, a sensual secret.
Yeah,
okay. All right.
So it's the name of the wish-fulfilling cow is the Kamaduk. Kamadenu. The one that milks desires from which, you know.
Yeah, I had trouble with that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we have one word, ekaha shabdaha.
A single word. One word.
A single word. And then we have samyak nyataha, which is a well or good understood.
Mm-hmm, well understood.
Well understood. And then we have samyak prayuktaha, which is a PPP from Yuj, and that's well used. So one word, well understood, and then we have Cha following that. So one word, well understood and well used.
Mm-hmm.
Swarge in heaven, Loke.
Hi, Timmy.
Oh, yeah. Hi, honey. In the heaven world. Hi, baby, come on in. Come see us.
Your tips. That's okay.
Oh, baby.
I'm hungry. Wait, I'll give it to you. Just wait. You wait, you'll be fine.
Swarge Loke in the heaven world.
I know.
And then we have Kamaduk. So the wish fulfilling cow, Bhavati, is?
Yeah.
Okay. Is the wish fulfilling cow.
Or becomes.
Gives the desires. Spirit,
yeah.
Okay.
He becomes.
All right.
A word well used, well
okay.
And properly used,
mm-hmm.
becomes a Kamaduk in Swarge Loke.
Okay. And then we have Vayakaran. Nanam, which is genitive plural for grammarians, and matam, which is a PPP for mun, and it's the nominative singular. The view. So this is the view of the grammarians.
Yeah.
The belief.
The belief.
The view, view is a good word. View, belief. You know, it's like a committed committed belief, like in a, if it's a darshana system, this is what their tenet is. But view is good. It's a This is a view, the view of the grammarians. What's the one that they're looking for? Probably Kamaduk. Yeah, the rest are all normal, so Kamaduk has something special. Doesn't it?
I don't even...
Eka Shabda Sam.
I could not find that Kamaduk.
Oh.
Anywhere. I didn't...
You could look it up in the dictionary under comma, and then Duke would be added on to
it. Oh, it would? Okay.
Probably.
I don't know what I did. I started looking up Duke, and I was getting nowhere with that.
Yeah.
There's another one that we had like that, right? Something like a
boat,
a dart, something
like krit, like karmakrit. You know, where you have a nominal, verbal nominal ending.
It was like
here it is. Look at page 144 in the old one. It's the note under number 12. Du sub being dropped, we have by V58 dug, which becomes duke.
Which number are you looking at?
It's on 1.24 of the old one, of the old book.
Okay.
And it's right under number 12, du.
So it's really an H ending, really.
Yeah, it is.
Originally,
and then it goes through all of the stuff.
Oh, okay.
That's
but
right.
But you told me about that word.
Oh, I don't even remember.
Yeah, but it wasn't comma, it was a different one.
It wasn't comma,
it was something that had that ending that we had in Vedanta.
Oh.
It was like a
bogue.
Somebody that was doing something bad. It was like a bogaduk or something.
Huh. Like, I can't remember.
Crit duke. There's all
somebody's
these doing
lot bad of things. Papa duke or something in the Rudra.
Papa duke, I love
it. It was in the Rudra. It was like something.
Oh, look, I don't remember.
It was somebody doing bad things,
okay.
And it ended with that. And I remember you told me, you said, oh, that's what, and then we were like, yeah, that's what that means.
That's where I went wrong, because it's from du, and I was looking at duke, which means, you know.
Okay, right.
Yeah, which is something different altogether.
That's so hard.
Oh, let's take a break.
Yeah.
Let's.
Yikes.
Jeez.
That was great, Tara. You really rocked.
You rocked.
Nice.
Hey, but let's talk for a minute now about, I'm up here next week.
On Friday?
God, it is next week. It's coming so fast. I'm here, not here Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. I have to.
Oh, no.
I know. I have to give a 3-day retreat for the new students coming into East West Psychology, and we're going up to Harbin Springs. I have to leave early Friday morning.
Okay.
And I won't be back till very late Sunday night.
Okay.
So I have to send out an email. And so then... Mm-hmm. Then we have the week after that, and Kiki's not coming back until the 7th. She's in New York. Did you get an email from her?
Yeah.
And we don't know what you're doing. What is your job?
Well, I'm still, knock on wood, nothing is definite, but if I get this position, it would start right after Labor Day. So, if you know, I was thinking we'd still have one more class, but if you're not going to be here next Friday...
Then we won't have another class before Labor Day?
Yeah.
That's right.
I mean, I'm wondering, just temporarily, would it even be thinkable to do something? We want to do Saturday because there's already packed Saturday, but, like...
I don't know. We probably can't handle Saturday.
Sunday.
We could do Sunday.
That's what I mean, Sunday or something. I'm trying to think of... That's really hard. I don't know.
Look at my baby.
She's got her snuggle blanket.
Yeah.
I just have this feeling, like Sharda, she was just so insistent. She kept saying, you could go, I said, I'm not going to say that. But anyway, there's a way that maybe I could Skype in, she said, if I could use a conference.
Yeah, but you know what, you can also say once you get the job and you find out that they have a lot of flex in their flexible hours.
Right.
So many companies have that.
Yeah, that's what she said. I was the one that was just saying... I don't want to do that. She kept saying, oh, just tell him this, tell him that. I said, I really don't feel like I should do that.
Don't do it until after you get the job. And then you say,
right.
Do you have flexibility on Friday?
Well, he's not around Fridays. He apparently goes to L.A. That's why she said it wouldn't be a problem. But I said, well, it is kind of a problem. I mean, one place is San Mateo, it's Foster City where they work. So it's not that easy for me to get from here.
No. No, no. Oh, I see what you mean.
It's just, you know, for me, I think it would be like taking that morning off. So what she also said is I could possibly Skype in a few days too, but I don't know.
Or you could take that morning off as one of your days off.
Right.
Would you have to work during the weekend?
I don't know.
Let's just wait and see.
Yeah.
Because you could Skype in.
Yeah, it's possible. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You'll know. I mean, there's...
I'll keep doing the assignments. I think that'll be fine.
There's flex hours and...
You know, be able to do that. I know, it's frustrating.
So if we, well, you don't know
yet. I don't even have the job. This is like what happened last time. I was worrying about it. So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
And it's just temporary anyway, for the remainder of the year. So, you know, and because it is a temporary job.
And it is Monday through Friday.
Yeah, but she, like Sharda said, I just feel like once I meet this person and see what it's like, I'll have a better idea. I just had a bad feeling about going in there with certain
demands.
And she kept saying, oh, don't feel that way. And I said, well, that's because you've worked with him for many years, but I don't know him. And I would, if I was hiring somebody and they came in and said, well, I have this thing, and I'd be sort of like a little hesitant.
I know. I wouldn't do that either.
Yeah.
But I think afterwards you'll find out the reality of their culture there.
Right, exactly.
You know, it might be fine.
Right.
Okay, so, well, what are we going to do? We're not going to have class.
We won't have class next week.
No.
Right. And see, if I get this job and I get a car, this is my whole thinking.
Oh, yeah.
Well, then I could actually come like on a...
Then you could come Fridays.
Fridays if
Thursdays
it works out
for
or something. Yeah.
Thursdays won't probably ever work for me because I have to be at school.
Right.
Yeah. And I have to leave.
Right.
I have to leave for school on Thursdays, maybe about 9:30, so especially this semester. Next semester, of course, I'm on sabbatical, so that'll be interesting. I'm hoping to be a lot of the time in India, but I don't know yet. I'm looking for my calendar. Where's my calendar? Oh, there it is.
Tippy.
She's down there grooming, getting ready for a nap. In her snuggly blanket.
Oh, sweet girl. Okay, so yeah, we should be able to meet on the 9th. But what about on the 2nd?
Is Kiki going to be here on the 2nd?
No, but she's not here now either.
Okay. So when would you be starting?
Well, I didn't check into it, but Sharda said after Labor Day,
assuming
I get the job, you know.
Right.
There's still a chance I won't get
it. See, for me, I won't be here on the 26th.
Right.
I will be here on the 2nd.
Okay.
So if you want to meet on the 2nd, we can meet. I was planning to.
That's the
and
Friday,
then, but Kiki will be back on the...
Right.
The next week.
No, so I have flexibility. I'm basically covering somebody that's on pregnancy leave throughout the rest of the year. So if I get this job, so... She said after Labor Day, so the 2nd should be fine.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Super.
Yeah.
Good. So we're going to meet on... We won't meet next week. I'll send out an email to all of us. We won't meet next week, but we'll meet the next week after.
So,
and that being the case, how many sentences are we going to do?
Should just finish, maybe, or is that too many?
Finish?
Well,
we've
it's just me and you, hon.
Huh?
No, we can't finish.
You mean finish the page, maybe.
Yeah.
Because it's just me and you. Kiki won't be here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right, right. Well, it's... Okay, I should be in better shape, though. It's just, this has been a very weird week.
What would you say about finishing the page and then doing that one?
It was that long. I thought it went less a year. Okay, never mind what I said.
Do you want
to finish the page? I know.
I thought it was just empty.
Oh my god, no, we've got plenty more to do.
Well, we did 8 this time, which was kind of a lot for Tara, let's
say. It took our whole time.
Yeah.
Our time's up.
It is, really? Wow.
It's 11:45.
Oh my
god.
We could
still do it first.
I'm tired. I could do it.
I'll do it first.
Let me go to the bathroom, then we can do it first if you want. Okay, so we've got... Do you want to do just what's on that page? 1, 2, or do you want to do the first...
2 of the 2nd?
Yeah.
131? Like where it ends with a double bar and...
Yeah.
Tum?
Maybe we should do that. Yeah. Let's do that.
Okay.
Are we agreed?
Yeah.